My name is Usha Patel, and I'd like to welcome you to The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. Today, we're going to explore the success and strategies, how you also can get on the success path. Today, I have JD LaPetta. He's one of the productivity coaches that I have the pleasure of working with, and he's been a successful real estate agent for many years and has chosen his path to be a productivity coach. And Teresa Panik, who is a new agent, she's only been in real estate a couple of months and already having a lot of success. So welcome, JD and Teresa.
Thank you.
It's good to be welcome. Thank you.
I'm so excited to really learn a lot about Teresa, you, in terms of JD's been telling me so many amazing things about you. So I was really excited about learning, and I'm sure the viewers today are probably getting their pens and pencils out to write down some really good notes. So let's just get started with you first. How long have you been in real estate?
Been in real estate for about 2.5 months now.
Just 2.5 months?
Just 2.5 months.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us about your success already, and what specifically has led to that?
Well, I would say I first came in wanting to interview with Keller Williams, and when I had a thought in my head, you know, I read The Millionaire Agent, and I thought, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. But after reading the book, I was like, I need to sit down with a professional, somebody that has been through this and has been very successful and kind of guide me the way. JD held my hand through everything so far, and that's something I needed to be confident in, a field that I was not very familiar with. You know, I never did real estate sales before. And I've been in sales for about 10 years prior to this.
But so what made you choose real estate?
I've always loved going through open houses, and just I loved that, you know, I loved houses and I love helping people.
Right.
So I thought those two would go really good together. I also wanted something flexible. I have two kids. So I really wanted something that I could pretty much make my own schedule up and be successful. I wanted to be rewarded in my own.
How old are your children?
They're 4 and 5.
So you have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Yes.
And you already, within 2 months, tell some of the folks listening today, within this short period of time, what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, I have 8 listings as of today. I have 3 that are under contract. And this is all by doing holding myself accountable and having JD hold me accountable to time blocking. I pretty much only lead generate during the times that my kids nap. And then I schedule my appointments around that. And honestly, that's what I've been doing. And this is what JD told me to do. When I first met with him, I had a whole agenda of, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna farm, I'm gonna, you know, do for sale by owners, expired. And he's like, that's great, but slow down. He's like, pick 2 and let's focus on them. And I'm like, well, he's a professional, that'll save me time. Okay, great, I'll go with those 2. Okay. And that's what I did. And I mean, that's pretty much what made me successful.
So I'm going to actually get to JD in a minute, but before I do that, when you got, did you meet JD before you got your license, or was it after you got your license? How did you choose to work with Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group?
We just recently moved here from Florida, and I had my Florida real estate license, but it was for a different reason.
Okay.
When I came up here, I decided, well, let's just get my Pennsylvania real estate license and see, you know, where it takes me. I wanted to interview with a few different people, and I did, and this is definitely the place I needed to be.
What was important to you in choosing the right environment to be in?
I needed a coach. I needed somebody to help me and somebody that I knew would help me. And interviewing with several other companies, this was definitely the right way to go. I've heard so many people that have failed in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was kind of wondering where I'm going to stand, if I'm going to be able to make it. And, you know, once I got a coach and seeing what I've done in 2.5 months, I can't complain. I'm more successful than I would have thought I would have been at this point.
So let's just hear from JD, because obviously JD is one of the productivity coaches I have the pleasure of working with, part of my team, and he's so active. He brings so much to the table to our team, and I'd really love to hear about, you know, how you both got started with the whole coaching relationship. So JD, tell us a little bit about how you work.
Well, how I work Well, I would say for me, one of the most important things is really finding out what an individual wants to achieve in their life. I really try to remind them it's not my goals. This is not about me. It's about you and about, you know, what you want to achieve in your life. And what does your life look like now? And what do you want it to look like in 5 years? What do you want it to look like in 10 years, in 1 year, in 1 month? And let's set up a plan to get there. And I really think a lot of people have forgotten to dream. They've forgotten to, or they've let it go, or they've given up. And what my part of my job is, I really feel in the very beginning, is to get them to dream again a little bit and show them that you can achieve that. Mm-hmm. And we can set up a plan to get that. And what I find is once somebody starts dreaming, then it gets super complex. And my job is to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And I remember Teresa came in and she said, I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do this. And I said, whoa, stop. I said, let's pick one or two things and focus on those. Really focus on those. And what we do is we set up accountability sessions and education sessions. Okay. And I coach her around that and, you know, really try to keep her on that path. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you really have a very structured plan for anybody who gets started in real estate.
Absolutely, yeah. To be specific, you use the word a plan.
Yes.
And it is a specific plan. I take everyone through that plan. And that plan is very structured, yet it breathes and it's flexible. So it fits a lot of different modes. I work with people who are full-time, they're working real estate 40 to 60 hours a week, and they're skyrocketing launching. Now, that's not Teresa, okay? But yet she's successful. And I will say that you actually listed 9 properties. Yeah, I will say that. Yeah, so in 2.5
months. So your coach is counting.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He's doing your tracking for you.
Yes. And she is working with several buyers too. So, you know, in addition to her listings. So so she actually has more on the table in that 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. So I also work with people who are what I call part-timers, people who have no interest in going to real estate full-time, but they want to know, they want to experience that life a little bit and because they love their career they're doing. And then I have the transition agent. And that one, that kind of an agent is a person who has maybe a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, or a full-time career, and they want to transition into real estate full-time. And that's sometimes the more difficult because they can't see how it's possible. And so what I do is I help them sit down, I help them dream, and I show them that we can create a structure and a plan, a strategy to get you from point A to point B within a reasonable amount of time. And the key thing is a lot of times people go overboard and it's really going more narrow. You gotta, you know, I think it's about going small to get big. Mm-hmm. And so we really focus on that and set up achievable goals, small achievable goals for them. And I think that's what we did with Teresa and she's having massive success.
Yeah. So it sounds like when somebody gets started, you will do like an initial consultation.
Absolutely.
To find out what's really important for them, for their success.
Yeah, it's usually one to 2 1-hour meetings for the initial consultation. The initial consultation is definitely what I call an intake into my coaching program. And between me and my client, who is the agent, and of course, I work with them, and if we need to set up a schedule a second appointment, we will, just based around, you know, their goals and providing them all the resources that are available to them through me.
Mm-hmm. So, Teresa, what was the first thing that you did that, you know, you would recommend any real estate agent do when they first get started?
I would say time block. Time block was very, very helpful to me, especially having kids and having a husband and, you know, being able to still be a part of their lives. And my kids aren't even in school full time yet.
Right.
So, and I still have them. Yeah. I don't have a nanny or babysitter. So I think keeping track of what I did and lead generating, that I made sure, I still make sure I do every day, 1 to 2 hours. And that's very, very important.
So, you know, lead generation was prior to joining Keystone Partners Group and Keller Williams, lead generation wasn't a word that was really talked about. I was with a previous company before, and I don't even know if that's a word that a lot of people embrace. I think with our environment, we use it a lot. Mm-hmm. So for the viewers, let's just explore that lead generation part of your business.
Sure.
You know, there's 101 ways to lead generate.
Yes.
And what is lead generation? What does that mean to you? And what is it that the viewers can learn from this?
I would say the lead generating that I do is all cold calling, and it is on my phone.
Wow.
I do a little bit of door knocking, but mainly cold calling from my house while the kids nap. And it works. I'm telling you, people are not mean. People are very nice. Just get out there and make the call. I think that's very important.
Yeah.
I know it's scary, but they're not seeing you. You can look at a script and read a script over the phone, and
So you practice scripts?
Yes, we practice scripts. That's very important.
And it's really important to practice scripts.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's part of the job?
Yes, it's part of the job. And, you know, knowing what you are going to be saying next makes everything smoother.
And you have a lot of the scripts that JD's provided for
yes.
you.
JD provides me with all sorts of scripts. And, I mean, I kind of pick which ones fit me and how I can say them. And I make sure that's exactly what I say to every single person I talk to. I stick to the script.
And so with cold calling, is that something you did before in your previous sales career, or is this just something new for you with the real estate business?
I've done a little bit of it. I mainly did outside sales, but a little bit of inside sales, never this much on the phone.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it works. It really works.
I hope that this message comes over really loud and clear for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, to be successful in real estate, it's really important to reach out to the community and check in with them to see how we might be able to help them.
Yes, absolutely.
So you do a lot of cold calling. Mm-hmm. Is there another method of lead generation that you use?
Well, everywhere I go. If I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at my son's football game or soccer game, I'm always talking to people, handing out business cards, saying I'm in some sort of competition and, you know, I need to get so many referrals. So I everywhere
like
I go, I swear I'm not. You know, this is honestly what I do.
That's right.
And I am new to the area. So that's another thing. You know,
New to the area, don't know really anybody, and yet you've been able to, you've got nine contracts.
Nine
pieces of business.
Yes.
And on track to get to payday next month?
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks.
And so in less than 3 months, you're on track to get paid.
Yes.
And I understand it's a large commission.
It's
yes,
a very
it
large commission.
Yes.
So
and well deserved.
Yes.
Well deserved.
Her average sale price is 205.
Yeah.
205,000.
Yeah. And so for in the Lehigh Valley, our... the area that you serve, that what's the average sale price?
I believe last month it was $213,000, so she's right on mark for that.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes,
and you're planning on increasing that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, now I see, I didn't think I was going to be this successful, so my goals have definitely shifted. We had a meeting yesterday. Like I said, I mean, he's always there when I need him, and that's something that's very important to me, to shift where I'm going and make sure I'm headed in the right direction.
So JD is always looking at what's happening with your business,
always.
Where it's coming from, and then guiding you in how you can improve it.
Yes. Oh, always.
Absolutely.
Always.
Fantastic. JD, what else, apart from really coaching the agents to time blocking, lead generation, scripts practice, what are some of the other things that you're using that's really bringing a lot of success to the agents that you're coaching?
Well, I would say part of the plan that I set up with them right away is finding out and really helping them focus, because everybody wants to always do all of this thing, everything. I want to do everything. And I really have to really knuckle down with them and show them that, you know, going small will get you big a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I provide a lot of resources. There's a playbook that I provide for them. Also, over the time that I've been a coach and working with agents, I've always been asked, oh, what about this? And what about this contract? How do you do this? So over the last, since the time I've been a coach, I put together what I call the black binder. And it has all the resources in there, pre-filled contracts, so as examples. So you know from, how to fill those contracts out. What are the documents you need for a listing appointment? What are the documents you need for a buyer appointment? Script, a whole section of scripts. And that's just to start you off, the starter scripts, for referrals and prospecting, that type of thing. Productivity tools. And then also checklists.
Checklists.
What do you do once you get a property under agreement? That's one of, see, what I find is the majority of agents that come into the business, there's a saying we have, a be, do, have. And they try to have right away, or they try to do right away. And in a way, I relate it to, they want to learn everything before they actually pick up the phone, before they go and knock on a door, before they do an open house. They want to learn everything. And the problem with that is that you'll never learn everything in real estate. I've been in this business for 11 years, and I still don't know everything. And I've talked to people who've been in for 30 years, and they still don't know everything. So if you're always waiting, you're never going to get there. So really, I provide a lot of fundamental resources, and of course, all the training and all the classes. I mean, I think sometimes when people come into real estate, especially with KPG, they're exposed to so much education. And it can be overwhelming. I think even experienced agents come in. I remember I came in as an experienced agent. You were talking about lead generation as not being a big word. I honestly didn't know what lead generation was when I was in business 5 years, and I didn't know that word, that phrase. I came to KPG, and all of a sudden I heard, and KW, I heard lead generation. I'm like, what is that?
That's right.
And that really blew me away. But I made a big mistake, actually. I have to freely admit, I didn't have a coach initially when I came to KPG. I didn't. And I struggled, and because I was overwhelmed by the education. And what I see my job is often saying, don't worry about that. Don't worry about this. Take that class, that class. Don't miss that. Those are the important ones for you right now in your business. That may be completely different for another agent and for another person, because they're focus on lead generation may be doing open houses. It might be calling their sphere. It might be networking events. It might be going to a home shows and doing those kind of things. So there's, as you mentioned before, 101 ways to lead generate. I teach that class. There's so many different ways. Now, there are what I consider the top five fastest ways to lead generate. One of them is cold calling to get, you know, build your career incredibly quickly, which, you know, Teresa's taking advantage of. But I would say the education, bar none, through KPG and the opportunities that are there for growth, everything from just flat out how to do a buyer's estimated closing costs to, you know, building a life by design through journaling. I mean, we have classes like that. Those are, it's just, in my opinion, there's no other environment for growth that you could want to be in. And so aside from that, all the playbook, the black binder, and I'm always adding that.
I'm telling you, and one thing you talk about here is wanting to be educated. People wait to lead generate they want to learn everything first. One thing I did once I signed on is I the next day started making cold calls. And I had no idea what I was doing. The black book and having a coach helped so much. Just made me be able to get all the contacts I needed.
It seems like everybody needs a black book.
You need a black book.
A black binder.
Absolutely.
She actually went, I have to say, she on her, in her first week, I think it was your first week, maybe second, she went on a $1 million listing appointment. First week, went on a $1 million listing
appointment.
Congratulations. Thank you.
She's been on two of them so far.
I've been on two.
And it was actually between her and one other agent. And, you know, she actually really handled herself well. They actually called her up and they said, we absolutely loved you. They did decide to go with a more experienced agent, but you know what? We're going to keep, if this doesn't work out, you're our person.
In 3 months, so we're hitting my 3 month mark, so maybe I'll be taking over because it's still on the market.
That's right. So you're keeping track.
I sure am.
Which I definitely told her to do. Like, very good.
Teresa, you have a really amazing air of confidence and focus around you. Is that something that you've built over the years with the sales career you had? And the reason I want to bring that up is it's one of the key factors in success in real estate. And, you know, I don't think we're all born with it, and yet we can really learn to really build that confidence muscle, to build the courage muscle. You know, share with us some of the things that have happened in your life that have, like, really given you that boost for courage.
I think one thing is being in sports. I think the competition helps. But also, don't get me wrong, I am scared. Every time I go to a listing appointment, I'm very, very nervous. I get to the point where I'm sick. I get nervous because I'm like, oh, no. You know, I'm just getting nervous. But as soon as I knock on that door and shake their hand and introduce myself, my game face is on, and I'm very confident. And I don't know what it is. I just have to believe in myself and, you know, think positive. And having a coach like that also does boost your self-esteem, and you can do it, you know? So it's not just me, myself, as an independent contractor, as a real estate agent, you know, having to motivate myself. I have a coach that also pushes me.
So recently, JD, I saw that you had, you know, you talked about passion and really figuring out I saw that you taught a class, or it was a workshop, regarding everyone creating a reality board.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. Yeah. Dream boards and vision boards. Mm-hmm. That's something at the heart of who I am.
Right.
If you were to walk into my home, in my kitchen is a wall. And that has pictures, and it's I will say it's organic. It's always changing. There's new ones. When I get clarity on something, mm-hmm. I put something more clear up. I might write on it, and I take. I used to use the little sticky tack, but now I use just blue painter's tape. Mm-hmm. I just make it really simple, and I throw it up there. And I'll be honest with you, my wife initially was very much not liking it, and now she's jumped on board with it because initially I think a lot of people. Really resistance to vision boards because I think they equate pain and fear with it. Because what happens if I don't get that? Mm-hmm. Well, what happens if you do?
Mm-hmm.
And if I know for a fact it will never happen if I don't dream about it, if I don't mm-hmm. think about it. And once you think, that's the first step to reality. That's mm-hmm. the first step of creating something real is the thought process. And we think in pictures. So one of the things that I like to do is, in fact, at that class, that workshop, I had a lot of resistance initially. Everybody was like, oh, geez.
We don't want to do this.
By the end, by the middle, mm-hmm. there were people staying after class to finish their dream boards and you really never finish it, but to really get it, some kind of vision there mm-hmm. to have it crystallized for them. And I actually had one person who was the most resistant. I find the person who's the most resistant mm-hmm. ends up buying into it the most.
Right.
He said, you know what? Our lives are so crazy, are so busy, and we're mm-hmm. so caught in that rat race, so mm-hmm. to speak, on that hamster wheel. And this was such a great exercise for me to just step out of that and see really what did I want
right.
in my life? Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And why am I getting up every day and coming to the office or getting up and knocking on a door, or getting up and mm-hmm. you know placing a phone call to somebody I don't know?
Right.
What am I doing this for? And for him, it was really all about going to New Zealand with his wife and kayaking on crystal clear water mm. with
wow.
his wife.
Yeah.
And that's really, his dream board was mm-hmm. very specific. Other people's had all these different things, but his was all about mm-hmm. that. And I just, and he actually was great, is he put a person, the back of a person right in the middle of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's like, see that? That's me. And he mm-hmm. bought into it. And that was, to me, that's mm-hmm. that's bar none the best.
So in real estate, we can teach contracts and we can teach a mm-hmm. lot of workshops on consultations for listing consultations. And yet we really also encompass the agent as a whole mm-hmm. in what's important to them in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So as a coach, it sounds like you really offer a lot of different avenues for the agent to really excel.
It's mm-hmm. a key point, and
yeah.
I have to say that as a coach, for when people just focus on how, they're missing it. They're mm-hmm. missing the point of a coach, at least in my personal opinion, in my mm-hmm. professional opinion as well. I think as a coach, you're coaching the person. You're coaching their life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's reasons why they do everything. And when you can help them see those reasons and understand those reasons, they can actualize and create those, you know, events that they want to happen in life. So I'm not just coaching. We have accountability.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that she hits her numbers. I'm mm-hmm. on top of that. And when someone doesn't, I start questioning and I start asking, mm-hmm. you know, what were your obstacles? Maybe we can figure out a path around those obstacles or over those or through those obstacles. But then, you know, what's going on in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are your children? How is your husband?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you want to be? And don't forget, the first thing I do when I set up a business plan is we schedule their vacation time. The mm-hmm. most important thing is them and their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that we go after. Not the numbers, not the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's you've got to have some sanity.
Right.
You've got to have sanity mm-hmm. in this life.
Yeah. So, JD, it sounds like you really take the person as a whole to look at their life and their business and then putting it all together, really in line with our Keller Williams mission of being able to create businesses worth having and lives worth living.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what do you do for personal growth? You attend a lot of training.
Yes.
What has been some of your favorite training? That's really helped you with some of the building of the skills.
I would just say meeting with JD.
I
mean, just sitting down with my coach and going over what I want and what will fit in my life. because, you know, my kids are very important to me, and I really wanted a flexible schedule. Mm-hmm. And I just think that really helps. He sits there and says, it is possible. You can do it in these 2 hours and then schedule appointments around and stuff. So
recently, JD hosted an event called Bold.
Yes. Oh, that
was
wonderful.
Can you share with us about that program and how that's helped you and actually is going to help you even more?
I think it really helped, you know, kind of get my database together and realize what I need to do. Mm-hmm. It was a very motivating class. I mean, you hear, there's, I think, over 150 people in the class. Mm-hmm. And talking about, you know, all their experiences. And hearing that from people that have done it for 20-some years to people that are brand new or don't even have their license. And it's nice to hear, you know, what they've went through and just their success stories.
Bold. What does BOLD stand for? Just we all know,
bold,
and we would just
you know,
like yeah. to share with the group mm-hmm. listening today about BOLD, JD.
Well, BOLD means to me, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's one of the hardest things that I struggle with every day. As a coach, I have a coach, mm-hmm. actually. I drink the water mm-hmm. I sell,
That's
so to
right.
speak.
That's right. Walk the walk and talk the talk.
And I've talked with my coach. I've talked with you many times. One of the biggest struggles I have is every day is being bold mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. going into the world bold. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's important as a coach to be humble and to be vulnerable and to say to your client, to the agent, you know, I'm having that struggle too. Let's mm-hmm. do this together. And, you know, I've had that struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a struggle. I had a difficult time when I started picking up the phone and I was scared to pick up the phone and do cold calls and knock on doors. And I actually would get sweat, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I mean, and I'm not a sweater, you know, so, but I'll tell you, for me, the biggest struggle every day is to remind myself, is be vigilant. Someone very dear to me one time said, you know, search for the utter truth in everything. Mm-hmm. And be vigilant. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's about being vigilant, about being bold. You know, as bold is business objective, life by design.
Yeah.
You know, so business objective, life by design. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean? It's a life by design. Vision boards, create that accountability. Mm-hmm. If you want a life by design, and you don't want to just be a leaf on the wind blowing through life, mm-hmm. which I see so much of, mm-hmm. Get a coach. Mm-hmm. Have a coach. Have somebody, because here's the thing, a peer partner is wonderful, and it's a really great first step, but you need somebody maybe who's been there that can actually help. A coach is somebody who's going to, it might have taken me 10 steps to get there, but when I show other people, I'm going to show them in 5. Mm-hmm. So a coach really helps you, you know, get to that destination a lot faster.
Which is very, very evident with the production that you're already getting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking a lot about cold calling, and yet, JD, I actually really do want for the viewers to kind of hear, you know, for the agent that does not want a cold call, mm-hmm. How would you coach somebody into production?
Okay.
You know, that, you know, they do have a circle of influence. They mm-hmm. are from the area. And you have a plan for that.
Okay, well, that's actually an easy response because I have a plan. I have the Black Binder, but I have a plan. And one of the first things that we do is identify the what I call the top 5 ways to lead generate and build a fast career, you know, build a career quickly where you actually have a deal in your first month. My goal is to, if you come to me with a new license, I want you to be under contract, either have a listing or multiple listings or have a buyer under contract in your first 15 to 30 days. That's my expectation.
Mm-hmm. Getting to payday quickly.
Absolutely, getting mm-hmm. to payday. That's one of the reasons why people leave the business because they're not getting paid. And my goal is to make sure that you get paid as fast as possible. That's really my 100% goal is to get people into production as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that with somebody who really doesn't want a cold call? One of the things that I identify is your sphere, the people that you know most. And what we do is we start identifying those people and we provide you scripts that you repeat, you internalize it. Now, a lot of people go, ooh, script sometimes. And I will admit, some people at first are very hesitant about a script, but everything you see in the world is all based off of scripts, mm-hmm. movies. And once somebody reads it a couple times, we do role playing, and I role play with them a little bit, and they internalize it very quickly, and they all of a sudden reach out to everyone they know. And it's not just local. I had a recent agent who came in, came from out of state, and actually California, And he said, well, I'm going to have to let all those people go. I said, no, that's part of your sphere. Call them and tell them you want to be their realtor for life and stay in touch with them. And you can refer business to other agents in the area. So really at the core of it, with every agent that I teach, your sphere is your core. And then after that, we have other things like open houses. Those are wonderful for agents that don't really are scared to pick up the phone, because if you do a very high level open house, you're out there, you've invited a lot of people through your database, email or phone calls on Facebook, different mediums that you can invite people to. But the buyers and sellers come to that open house. It's almost like hanging your shingle out, you know? So that's for somebody who's terrified of the phone. That's a great way to get into that. And for me, I also facilitate agents being able to shadow other agents. And I've gone out on listing appointments with them to help them through their fear. So we really create a very targeted way of dealing with fear and realizing that you're going to have that and in every aspect of life. And so what we do is we just really focus on getting around that, and we find a method of lead generation that works for them. And then once they master that, and I should say once they really get a grasp of it and understand it, then we add a few other things in there.
So coaching, mentoring, training, and being an amazing role model is something that is in your daily life.
If you say so. No, yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't want to sit here. I'm trying to be humble here. You know? No, actually, I just try to do... I was taught a while ago that you can talk all you want, but people are going to see more, you know? So you've got to live it. You've got to be doing it. And when I lead generate, I get in the room with the agents and lead generate with them. Yeah. I call agents and say, hey, we're lead generating right now. And just I know you said you were going to be here. Just wanted to see what's up. And so I'm calling other agents out there and talking to them and saying, you know, do you want to build a life by design? You know, do you want to change your life? And so they see me doing those things, and I'm role modeling that for them. Because if I wouldn't, where's my validity?
Right.
You know, it'd be right out the window.
Yeah. And as a successful real estate agent, I know you grew your business by really getting focused, you know, on lead generation.
Absolutely.
And then took the path for being a productivity coach in the last 2 years.
Yes.
And so for that reason, I have a question that with my coach, you know, she's constantly challenging me into improving in the different areas that I would like to. And so she asked me a question recently, and she said, what do you think the superpowers are that you have? She said, I believe that everyone has a superpower. So if I were to ask you what a superpower you have, what do you think you would say?
That's a really, really, you could see it as a surface question, but it's a really deep question. Very good question. I would have to say that, since you put me on the spot, I would have to say that my superpower would be belief in other people.
Yes.
I really in my heart believe that everyone can succeed. I think that we're already perfect and successful. It's just we have a lot of clutter. And it's a matter of, it's almost like, I describe it as, if you were to describe it as a river running through your body, and you have all these boulders, and it's like the Colorado River, and all jarled up. And coaching is just occasionally taking out a boulder and taking out a boulder, and the river runs faster. And you feel better, and things run smoother, and just taking a boulder out, a rock out here and there. And really, I believe that everybody can do that. I have a belief that every per agent that I meet, and a passion, my belief and passion, that I want to see everyone succeed. That would be my superpower.
And Diana Kokoska would just be delighted to hear you say that, because absolutely, as a coach, really, and I can see that about you, JD.
I believe that exactly what he said.
That's right. Yeah,
that.
It's very evident. You enjoy what you do in working with the agents, and absolutely believing in their potential.
Well, I have to say that, you know, working with KPG, Keystone Partners Group, I have never had the opportunity anywhere else in my life. I came in as an agent and then became a team leader, CEO of a market center. And you know what? I found out that that role wasn't right for me. It wasn't right for me. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to step down. And there was no recrimination. There was only, mm-hmm. we want the best for you. We want you to grow as a person. Thank you for telling us this role mm-hmm. is not good right for you. I went and started exploding my business again. And then the opportunity to be the pro coach came up. And all of a sudden, I really thought about it. And, you know, chase one rabbit, you get it. Chase two, get neither. And but really what it was for me is the pro coach role, that it was the coaching. It was that it became, I aligned with my purpose, and it helped crystallize it. And I'm forever thankful to KPG for, as a human being and as a coach, for helping me through that all that way. I've worn so many hats mm-hmm. within the company, and the ability to take on that leadership role multiple times and find the right one and have the support through the entire process is phenomenal. And for me, it's just it's life-changing for my life and my wife's life. I mean, we're everything's changed.
Well, we're so delighted to be working together, and love your energy and your drive to be able to help the agents. And so, Teresa, what is your superpower?
I would have to say being very genuine. I said when I go into listing appointments or meeting up with clients, I'm not trying to sell them. I honestly am not. I mean, I want to help them. Mm-hmm. And I think getting good rapport, I think, is something that I'm pretty good at. And just being very genuine, and they feel that.
And I can see that, mm-hmm. you know, being able to do that, especially with people that don't really know you that well.
Yes, yes.
Typically in real estate, people do business with people they know
right.
already, mm-hmm. they like them, and then trust them.
Yes.
And many times we have to earn that trust. And yes. sounds like you've been able to do that very quickly by building rapport quickly.
Yes.
And also building that trust because of your... authenticity.
Yes.
So I really am excited mm-hmm. about asking that question of people that I meet. Mm-hmm. And for the viewers too, I think it would be great for them to ask that of themselves mm-hmm. to
Absolutely.
See what is it yeah. that they have, you know, because mm-hmm. we all bring something to we all bring amazing things to
yes.
to our lives, to other people's lives, to mm-hmm. this business and our community. So mm-hmm. I get very excited about yeah. learning about that. So mm-hmm. I hope that the viewers are really getting some really good information today. And I wanted to wrap up our meeting today, our show today. And I always like to ask this question. Mm-hmm. And for someone just starting out in real estate, mm-hmm. what is that one thing that you can give as some advice for anybody to get on that success path that you've gotten on?
Well, the one thing I keep repeating it is get a coach.
Get a coach.
I mean, a coach is what you need. I'm telling you, like you said, then you can jumpstart your business by doing whatever kind of lead generating you right. want to do, and you have that person to call for the education. So I would say get a coach.
And that's in line with me because, of course, when I started my real estate business, I hired a coach,
yes.
which is the reason why we have productivity coaches mm-hmm. at every Keystone Partners Group offices that we have. And so, JD, I have that same question for mm-hmm. you. Anyone that's exploring opportunities other mm-hmm. than, you know, growing their business in real estate and leadership opportunities, because you are on a success path with mm-hmm. that. What advice would you give someone exploring that?
Well, I would say get a coach, of course. That's a given. I think that's an easy answer for me to say because I'm a coach. I think that, in my humble opinion, I think there's a step before getting a coach that comes into person. I think the first step for most people is fear. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to have this natural, I think we naturally as human beings are successful. I think we're born successful. I think we have this natural ability to just go, hey, I want to do this. And then fear sets in. As mm-hmm. we say in bold, that drunk monkey that sits on your shoulder and whispers in your ear, no, you're not good enough. You're this or that. And mm-hmm. I think what really, I think you need to launch. I always say, and for years, even when I was teaching before this, I've taught martial arts all my life, and I've studied, and I always said, you know, I used to say all the time, we're in a rocket ship, and we're going for the stratosphere. We're gonna launch out of the stratosphere. Come on, jump on board. And But really, it's about, I think people are on the ground and they want to fly. They dream of flying. Mm-hmm. And they think about it all the time. And I think it's about, they've made the decision, but they haven't executed. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of turmoil in life happens because we make the decision, but we don't execute on that decision. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about launching. And I always say to people, you know, just launch. Just go. Mm-hmm. You just got to go because guess what? You have wings. You just can't see them. You, and regardless, even if the wings don't open up, you have a parachute. And guess what? The ground has soft cushions on it. It's okay. So you just got to launch. And there's nothing greater than that jumping off. And guess what? The reality is there's people around you to hold you up. Mm-hmm. Right. Because there's always people around you who care about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so being in an environment that's going to support you.
Right, and if you have a coach.
And you have a coach.
You have a coach, then you know there's somebody
the
there
right
helping.
The right environment and a great coach.
Absolutely.
Will get you
Absolutely.
On the success path.
You know, if you haven't made the decision, sit down and make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Take
but
action.
Definitely, I think most people have made a decision. They just haven't executed it. And I think that's about just, you got to execute, you got to launch. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you fail, so what? Get back up, pull yourself back up. I think an important person once said, you know, the difference between failure and success is, and the people that fail and succeed is that the people who succeed are the people that have actually pulled the bootstraps back up and got back up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've added something a little bit there. The difference between succeeding and succeeding quickly is the speed at which you recover from the failure. And I will steal from Gary Keller a little bit. He does say fail faster.
Fail faster, mm-hmm. fail forward.
Faster. Mm-hmm. And so I just recently sat down with somebody who said, I try to avoid failure. I'm like, stop. Mm-hmm. Fail. Mm-hmm. That's how you learn. Make the decision, launch.
Mm-hmm. And that's been one of my biggest gifts since I started with Keystone Partners Group and Keller Williams. Is to be able to continuously grow, mm-hmm. progress, not perfection, and mm-hmm. fail forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was a team leader, and it didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And some people would say, well, that was a failure. Maybe it was, but really, maybe it was the universe pointing me in another direction, and now I'm aligned with my purpose mm-hmm. in my life.
Yeah.
And so that's, mm-hmm. you know.
And does it matter what others say?
No.
As long
no.
as you're on your path of success.
No, I do not judge my insides by other people's outsides.
Definitely a great bold law.
Absolutely.
We had so much fun today sharing so many amazing things. And I want to thank you both for taking the time. You could be out there taking listings, I know. And as far as JD, he's got a stack of coaching sessions for the rest of the day.
Yep, lined up.
So I really want to thank you both for coming and sharing, number one, your passion and the strategies and some of your secrets and your superpowers with everyone. So I'd like to thank the viewers today for listening in. I had so much fun and I hope you did as well. And I look forward to some of our other series that you would tune into and get some really new strategies as well, so you can also get on the success path.